Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Mum gave her a massive telling off.
Do you want another cushion? You've slipped down a bit.
Thanks. Yeah. Because she said it was my fault I fell off Topper, instead of it being because the motorbike scared him.
Right. Move the good arm a bit and I'll put this behind you.
She's always doing stuff like that, blaming me when it's not my fault.
Now, is that better?
Thanks. Mum made her apologise.
I heard she made you a nice card.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Oh, I recognise her style. Oh, that is nice.
I think Lewis must have twisted her arm.
I'm sure he didn't.
Oh. Ah.
You okay, Freddy?
Yes, thanks. It does hurt quite a lot still.
Maybe twisted her arm wasn't a good thing to say. Must have reminded you.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was very thoughtful of Lily.
Did you know Dad broke his collarbone once too?
I remember. So you're in good company, aren't you?
Yeah.
I've brought you something.
Oh, excellent. Thanks, Gran.
I thought it would help pass the time.
A book?
It's supposed to be action-packed.
Great. Actually, it might be a bit heavy to hold at the moment.
Do you think so?
But I'll try.
I even had a word with Frieda.
Yeah?
Anyway, she said she'd have a crack at the sausage casserole.
What?
Frieda, if I was desperate. And I have to say, I am getting a bit desperate. If I don't find a free kitchen to do some sample meals soon, well, forget it.
What about Ian?
Tried him. Says he hasn't got any spare capacity in his kitchen.
All right.
And like we said, we haven't got enough room to do it here, have we?
No.
Which is a pity, because those trial dishes you did were a triumph.
Yeah, well, even if we did have the space, I couldn't get the time off. It's different just doing a few samples.
Yeah, of course.
You'll find someone.
Oh, it feels like I'm missing the boat, though.
Yeah?
Well, I've been reading all the advance publicity for this big trade fair in London next week. Loads of small producers from the Midlands are going to be exhibiting. I should really be there.
I know.
It wouldn't be quite so depressing if I felt there was at least some hope of finding a kitchen.
I suppose you could ask Fallon.
Fallon?
Yeah, if you could use their kitchens at the Bull.
Hey, good idea! We could nip down there now.
Hang on. Hi, Roy.
Oh, Bren. Any chance I could call in?
Sure. Is everything okay?
Yeah. It's just... can't stop thinking about Dad and Vicky, that's all.
I'm the same.
Thought it might be good to have a chat. You're around this lunchtime, are you?
Sure, come round.
Okay, well, I'll see you in a bit, yeah? Bye.
Bye. Roy's worried too.
About your dad?
Yeah. You'll have to do that recce at the Bull without me, I'm afraid.
Of course, no problem.
Now, is that small enough for you? Or shall I cut it up a bit more?
No, that's okay. I think I can manage.
We don't want you fading away.
I think my appetite's a bit better today.
Good.
I didn't even want pudding yesterday. Mum was worried. It was chocolate mousse, which is usually my favourite.
Oh, dear. Well, I hope you're going to manage the apple crumble.
I'll try. I wonder how long it'll be before I see my mates again.
Not that long, I'm sure.
I just hope Mum doesn't stop me riding when my collarbone's okay.
Well, you certainly won't be riding Topper. Not until you're much older. Really, Freddy, you were extremely lucky.
Think I've had enough now, thanks, Gran.
Well, you haven't done too badly.
I'll keep the crumble for later.
Right. Now, is there anything else I can get you?
Well, you could prop me up a bit more if you wouldn't mind.
Of course.
I think I might watch that DVD Roy brought.
Is that okay?
Thanks. If you could just pass me the remote, please.
There we go.
just wish they'd talk to each other.
We can't really do anything, can we? I mean, it's their decision at the end of the day.
It's just hard to stand by and watch, though.
I know. Finish those sandwiches.
Oh, no, I can't. And maybe more coffee if there's some left.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Tell you what, though, I've seen a totally different side to Vicky these last few weeks.
Yeah?
I mean, I've hardly been her biggest fan in the past, have I?
You have made that fairly obvious, Brent.
But now, well, whatever she's feeling on the inside, she just seems so strong and, oh, I don't know, uncomplaining.
Mm.
She so wants Dad to be okay with it.
Well, he's not.
No.
I mean, I suppose he just got his head around the idea of having a baby and then, wham, this hits him.
I know.
I mean, he was in a real state when I saw him.
Was he?
Totally panicked. I mean, he obviously hates the thought of hurting Vicky.
Well, he would.
But all he can see right now is this terrible future for them both.
And there was nothing you could say?
Well, nothing I could think of. We kept talking about how we'll be 80-odd by the time the baby's 18.
Suppose he will be.
Well, he was going round in circles.
Bit like us.
Just can't seem to see a way out.
It does seem a lot better.
Well, that's a relief.
Although it's obviously going to be a long haul. He's going to get terribly bored. The thing is, Lily can bury herself in a book. Freddie likes to be up and doing.
Like his dad.
Exactly.
Ben and Josh are dying to see him.
So have you got any plans for Josh's birthday?
Oh, I think it's going to be pretty low-key this year. Definitely no adults, he says.
Right.
He and a few mates are going to a film on Saturday. He's asked Phoebe along too.
Quite a compliment.
I know. I think she's the talking girl.
Why don't you enter those chrysanthemums for the show?
The amber-coloured ones?
Hmm. Though the gold ones are rather splendid too.
Well, it's certainly an idea.
I just checked the leaves.
You don't know what Jim's up to in his shed, do you?
Jim?
Yeah. There was this terrible thumping and banging coming from there when I passed this morning.
Ah, bad news, I'm afraid.
What?
You've got white rust on the leaves of the amber-coloured ones.
So we'll go with the gold?
I should. They look fine. I heard it when I was on my way to the shop.
The noise from Jim's shed?
He's lucky Chris is such a tolerant neighbour.
Well, what he's up to is anyone's guess.
I keep wondering if I should try to talk to him again.
Could be worth a shot.
Only, what can I say? I just don't want him getting depressed like he used to.
I know. It's been worrying me too. I do feel sorry for Vicky, you know. I mean, she was so happy when Dad finally started getting excited about the baby. Helping her choose stuff and everything.
Yeah, I know. And she's been great with Abby.
Picking her up from school?
Well, taking her for us too when we've had to leave early.
Oh, that's nice.
It's really helped her to get settled.
I still can't believe Abby's starting school.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember us worrying whether we were having a boy or a girl when Hayley was first expecting. Seems trivial now to worry about that.
Mm.
Of course, we had a bit more to worry about when Abby decided to arrive 10 weeks early.
I know.
What a nightmare. And Dad was great, I mean, really supportive. That's why I feel even worse, not being able to help him now.
I do feel excited too, though.
How do you mean?
Well, about having a little brother or sister.
Yeah?
It could be a real blessing for them both in the end. Don't you think so?
I can't see Dad ever seeing it as a blessing.
Well, he might, for Vicky's sake.
Well, at the moment, I'd say all he's feeling is terror. How's he going to get over that?
That
Thanks for coming over, Jill.
It was a nice break.
You must be worn out, what with ministering to Freddie's every need and getting things ready for the show.
It is rather hectic, I must say.
You should have grabbed a couple of hours with the Sunday papers.
I didn't really want to go straight home.
No?
I seem to be feeling a bit restless.
Probably a delayed reaction to what happened with Freddie.
I suppose you keep going, don't you? Then it all hits you. I mean, it could have been so much worse.
I know.
Elizabeth's feeling it too, of course. She keeps checking on Freddie, wanting to reassure herself.
I bet.
And luckily, she and Shula seem to have patched things up.
Thank goodness for that. We certainly don't want any more rifts in the family.
Elizabeth apologised, admitted it was all her fault.
That must have been hard for her.
I think it was.
David would so love to go and see Freddie.
I'm sure he would.
I keep thinking there must be a way.
The thing is, Fallon said I could definitely use the Bull Kitchen in the morning.
Great.
No, but hang on. She says if I can provide my own chef.
Oh, right.
And that, actually, is a very big if indeed.
I suppose it is.
So, back to the drawing board.
Look, Tom, it's a great project.
Maybe, but it's not doable, is it?
You just need to try to be a bit patient. I know it's not your strong suit.
It's not.
Actually, I did see something that might be worth a punt.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was looking through some brochures. This firm is advertising holiday cottages in Borsetshire and neighbouring counties.
So how would that work?
Well, they were offering locally produced ready meals as part of the package.
Okay.
So you put in an order when you book and they stock your freezer for you. I'll find the ad. You should give them a call.
I will. Oh, I'm sorry, Bren. I'm rabbiting on about my problems again. Should have asked you if Roy had any news about Vicky and your dad.
Not really. But I guess it was good to compare notes.
Yeah?
I just hope they'll be all right. In the end.
Bye, Abby! You'll be a good girl. And paint me a nice picture, won't you? Bye!
Hi, Brenda.
Roy said you were doing the school run.
Oh, it was more of a very slow plod this morning.
Oh, dear.
Honestly, she's a little madam. Pulled her head off when I let go of her hand. And look at her now, right as rain.
Her backpack's as big as she is.
I know. And heaven help anyone who tries to take it off her.
I bet.
Now, is she going to look back? No. Forgotten I'm here.
Mum says I used to do that. Played up something rotten until she turned the corner.
Then you were little Miss Sunshine.
Yeah.
So where are you off to?
Felpersham. I'm showing someone over a property.
Right.
I was going to give you a ring.
Yeah?
Wondered if it'd be okay if I nipped over at lunchtime.
Oh, of course it would.
And the great thing is, they'll be able to use my specialist carpentry skills.
That would be good.
It's more than good. It'll be fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Can you pass the cereal boxes, please?
It's a beautiful church. All that lovely old wood.
So where is this faucet?
Faucet Magna.
Oh, no.
What?
Rosa always seems to open a new box of cereal before the other one's finished.
Right.
I'm pleased for you, Daryl. It sounds promising.
Oh, well, we'll see.
It might be good not to celebrate too soon, though.
Yeah. Maybe I did open a couple more cans than I should have last night. Eh?
Oh, a couple?
But this could really be the start of something.
If they offer you the job.
Yeah. Well, they said they'd call me today and let me know, so fingers crossed, eh?
Daryl, how would Matt feel about you not being so available for him?
I'm sure he'll find someone to take my place, no trouble. Oh. Right, I'll see you later.
Are you doing work for Joyce and Arthur?
No, not today.
And you'll let me know if you hear anything, yes?
I certainly will.
Okay.
And they weren't that impressed, were they?
Afraid not. The wife thought it needed a lot of work.
Well, it does. That's why we're offering it at a knockdown price. What were they expecting? Marble tops and oak flooring?
I think they just want to walk in somewhere and not have to do anything.
Yeah, well, she's got no chance for that price. Did you point that out?
I did, yes. But no go, I'm afraid.
Right. Oh, you haven't heard from Daryl by any chance, have you?
Sorry, no.
Okay, bye, Brenda.
Bye.
Hi, Puss. How you doing?
Fine.
Yeah, I'm just going out, actually.
Oh, right.
Everything okay, is it?
Fine, just can't get hold of Daryl. He's not the Mr. Reliable I thought he was.
I'm sure you'll find him.
So where are you off?
I'm calling in on Mum to help with her craft entry for the show.
Oh, I didn't think collusion was allowed.
It's not collusion, Matt. Mum just asked me to pick up some material she needs. See you later.
What did I say?
I can do you some lunch, it's no trouble.
Coffee's fine, honestly. Aren't you having one?
Oh, I'm trying to cut down on the caffeine.
Yeah.
Linda's got me on the herb teas.
Really?
Yeah. I'm quite a convert now.
Well, I guess your body tells you what's good for it.
Yeah. Apart from when it comes to my chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, right.
Oh, you've got to have one. They're to die for.
No, honestly, I'm fine.
Because, now I'm reading all about what happens when a baby's got Downs.
And does it help?
It does, yeah. I keep thinking, how did everyone manage before they could go on the net?
I guess you just had to write letters and telephone people.
I know. That must have been hard. And now you feel like you're plugged in right away and people tell you how it's been for them, you know, what to expect.
Yeah.
Oh, there was this one mum and she was saying, like, why didn't someone tell her that her baby was going to be beautiful?
Oh, it's lovely.
It made me cry reading that.
I'm not surprised.
Oh, and the photos of the kids are great. I'll show you when you've finished your coffee.
I'd like that. So has Dad been reading up on it too?
He hasn't, no. No, I have tried. Oh. It's like all he can see is doom and gloom. We can't seem to even talk about it.
What a shame. Oh. Sorry, Vicky.
Oh, no, you go ahead.
Hi, Tom.
Bren, I just wanted to share some good news with you.
Great, only come
about finding a kitchen to cook the ready meals? I've just been talking
to... Could you tell me later? I'm with Vicky.
Oh, sure. Yeah, okay.
See you then.
Yeah. Bye, Bren.
Bye. Sorry, Vicky.
No, don't worry.
I'd love to see those photos.
Yeah. Well, if you've got time.
I have.
Okay if I join you?
Oh, yes, of course it is, darling.
Sure I'm not interrupting? You look busy.
Ah. It was a ploy.
Yeah?
Pretending I was checking important messages.
Oh, and you weren't?
No. I just thought it would deter any regulars from coming to join me.
Doing your Greta Garbo act, were you?
No, not really the place for it, is it? I just wasn't in the mood for making polite chit-chat, that's all. Ah, but you're different, of course.
Well, you mean you don't have to make an effort with me?
Exactly.
So, How are things with you and Matt, anyway?
Oh, well. Much the same.
Right.
There's one here that seemed really positive. Well, there are loads that do, but... This was like as if it was speaking to me. Hang on a second, I'll find it.
Yeah?
Like how I felt when I rang the hospital and they told me.
Must have been so hard.
Oh, I was just so shocked. Like someone poured a bucket of cold water over my head. Oh, poor Mike.
Yeah.
But now it's weird. It's like you stop thinking so much of what's wrong and you start getting excited again. Ah, yeah, here it is. Can you see? I'll budge up a bit.
Okay, yeah. Got it. Oh, it's such a cute photo.
Oh, no.
After they told me, I kept thinking of all the things I'd wanted for my baby. How could it have happened? Why me? Felt like I was grieving for something that was lost even before the baby was born. But after a few days, I felt my baby moving inside me, and it was like it was asking what was going on, wondering had I forgotten it. And suddenly I was excited again, feeling the baby needed us even more. Even though we were going somewhere different from where we'd planned, how could we not want to go?
You see what I mean?
I can, yeah. Oh, it'd be so good if Dad would just take a look at this.
I know. It's not like it's saying it's all going to be easy, but like knowing beforehand, it really helps. Me, anyway. I keep leaving the book around too.
Keep trying, won't you?
I will.
Oh, it's going to look great in here, you know.
I did a bit more and I stopped. Waited for Mike to start to... Oh, there we go.
What, can you feel the baby?
You've woken up again, haven't you?
Oh, wow.
Oh, I could ring the hospital soon and find out if it's a boy or a girl.
Could you? What, this week?
Mm-hmm. I don't know whether to, though. Mike says he doesn't really want to know.
Oh.
Do you think I should, then?
It's your baby.
Yeah.
Poor Ian. He took off at a rate of knots.
Yeah?
Well, he was dodging Oliver. Everyone's trying to pick his brains to find out what kind of loaf he likes best.
I know. He said he's never going to judge anything ever again. You're a sitting target.
Anyway, darling, you stayed long enough to tell me how you've been spoiling him.
Oh, well, nothing special.
Ooh-hoo, not according to him. He said you kept surprising him with lovely treats. Matt and I were at that stage once. Seems an age ago now. And guess who I bumped into in the shop yesterday?
Who?
The lovely Pavel.
Right.
I couldn't believe it when he said the pickers were off home next week. The time's flown, hasn't it? You'll miss him.
Yeah.
Such a sweetie.
Well, I might find you in here.
Hello, Matt.
Adam, let me get you a drink.
No, actually, I must make a move, thanks, though.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to give Brian any cause for complaint.
What about you, Pussycat?
Oh, just a tonic, thanks.
What happened was Fallon told Kirsty about my problem trying to find somewhere to cook.
Right.
So she asked Frank if he'd put in a few more hours at Jack's to cook some sample meals. And she'll make some too. I'll pay both of them, of course.
Sounds great.
Yeah, I know. I was just about giving up.
And what happens when Kenton comes home?
Oh, well, Kirsty didn't reckon he'd have a problem with it. Tell you what, sounds like they can't wait for him to get back.
Really?
Yeah. Naomi's driving them both nuts trying to micromanage everything. And she's really upset Frank making changes to his menu without asking him.
Oh, no.
Anyway, problem solved for the moment.
It buys you some time.
Exactly. Oh, and I've also found this food service firm which could freeze and store a batch of samples. In the hope that they might then get some regular business out of it.
Yeah?
Yeah, they've got a blast freezer. But they'll do a batch of samples with a short shelf life too. So there'd be some for Helen at the shop and some for when I go to the food fair and... Ah, oh, sorry, Bren. I'm rattling on again.
Oh, no, honestly. It's great to have good news for a change.
Yeah, but in the scheme of things, it's not that big a deal, is it? Mm. So, come on. How was Vicky?
Yeah, they just called me.
So? What did they say?
Well, they've offered me work.
Yay! That's wonderful, Daryl.
Yeah, hang on, let me just shut these.
So you were right to have good vibes?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't sound so pleased.
No, I am. I suppose I was just hoping to start straight away, that's all. It'll be a few weeks yet.
That's okay, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but... Look, I was wondering if we could manage for those weeks if I did less work for Amside. Look for other things.
Why? What's wrong, Daryl? Is Matt trying to pay you cash in hand again?
No, it's just... Well, I thought it might be sensible to diversify, try and get some skilled work as a craftsman, get paid higher rate.
We can't afford it, though, can we?
No, I suppose not.
We've got so many bills coming in, and there is Rosa's scooter as well.
Yeah, you're right. Look, I got another call coming in. I'll see you in a bit, yeah?
Okay, bye. And congratulations.
Thanks. Hiya, Matt.
Daryl, where have you been hiding?
Oliver was in a right old state when he called me.
When there was just something going wrong in the kitchen?
Yeah. Yeah, he was standing over the oven waiting for his bread to come out.
Oh, dear.
So imagine me calling him with that excuse.
You get short shrift.
Exactly. Okay, whoa, girl. Whoa. Okay, it's nearly done. And I was like, so you won't be able to do the milking this afternoon then? Thinking he was having me on. And he was like, yeah, sorry, Ed. Think you can manage? I was gobsmacked.
I bet.
Sounds like it's going to be pistols at dawn between him and Jim Lloyd.
Well, that should be a sight worth seeing.
It's not like Oliver at all, though, is it? He's so dependable.
Ah, well, it's turned out all right in the end.
Well, thanks to you getting started. Oh. I didn't want to make him feel bad, but I couldn't break off the other job once I got going.
That's no problem. You haven't thought of entering this bread-making competition yourself, then?
What? No! Tell you what, Mike, it'd be nice to have the wherewithal to be testing out fancy loaves.
Yeah, that's true.
I got earache from Emma this morning for snaffling a piece of bread she got earmarked for George's beans on toast.
It's all a struggle at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah.
I just wish we hadn't had to drop the price of a pint.
Me too.
Needs must, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
Sorry, Tig, you're staying with me.
Yeah, Ben's going to be excitement enough for Freddy without you adding to the mayhem.
Well, he'd be pleased to see you, I bet.
Jill said he's getting pretty bored.
Yeah, well, give him my love.
I will.
I'll take a walk up to Longfield while you're out. Check on that cow that looked like she might be near Carby.
Okay. Wish you were coming with us.
Yeah, well, can't be helped.
No.
You sure you don't mind finishing up for me here, Mike?
Well, not much left to do anyway.
Don't you want to get off home?
No, that's fine.
OK, well, thanks again, Mike.
Yeah, see ya.
See ya.
Kathy? What can I do for you?
Have you seen Jamie?
Jamie?
He's not with you, is he?
No, I haven't seen him since, well, I don't know, last week sometime.
And was Rosa in work today?
She was, yeah. Why?
No, it's okay. I was just checking. Thanks.
That's all right.
Bye, Mike.
Bye.
Oh, hi, Mike. You on your way, are you?
No, I was just ringing to say don't wait up for me.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I've been helping Ed out, so I'll be a bit late.
Okay. Well, I'm starving.
Yeah, fine. Well, you go ahead.
But I'll try and leave something for you.
Thanks.
I was only joking.
Oh, I'll see you later then.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Oh, last.
Hi.
Where have you been?
Yeah, sorry, I had a late class.
Don't lie to me, Jamie.
What?
Because I know you weren't in college. I spoke to your tutor this afternoon.
Oh, right.
And she said that, in fact, you hadn't been in college for 2 days. 2 days, Jamie.
Yeah.
Now, where on earth have you been?
I was doing this course.
What?
It's an advanced chainsaw course.
Oh, Jamie.
Mike told me about it because it was being held locally and it seemed too good to miss. And honestly, Mum, it was brilliant. I learn loads, and they do theory and everything, and, like, if you don't follow the rules, you're stuffed. And I didn't mind that, though, because I could see the reason for it.
But you promised me that you'd go back to college. You promised to keep your options open.
I know, and I am. Oh, look, it was just 2 days.
Apart from anything else, how did you pay for it?
I spent the money I've been saving to pay for my driving lessons.
You did what?
And it was worth every penny.
Right. Well, I think you'd better have a shower, hadn't you? You look as if you could do with one.
Okay.
And then we'll talk.
What the heck? Ed!
Oh, hi!
Oh, hi! Give me a bit of a turn there, mate. I thought for a second the Beast of Ambridge had come back to haunt us.
Yeah, sorry. I just got my jacket caught on a branch. I almost dropped my peanuts.
That is a very big bag.
Yeah, it's surprising how many they get through.
Huh?
And the badgers.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, one of the team did the survey on your land last week.
Yeah. I'm sure they found plenty.
Yep, so they've been busy these last few days putting cage traps where we found the runs.
Right. So have you caught any yet?
Not yet. No, you leave the cages open for the first few days.
Oh, I see. I don't know. I never thought I'd see the day I'd be paying people to put out snacks for badgers on my land. Is there anything else they fancy? You know, flat screen TV to while away the evening? Couple of cans of beer?
No, just peanuts is fine.
Right.
Why don't you come and see how it's done?
All right.
Is that enough for you?
Yeah, fine.
I'll help yourself to garlic bread.
Thanks.
See, I mean, the worst thing, to be honest, was going behind my back.
Yeah, well, if I had said anything, there was no way you'd have let me sign up for the course, was there?
Well, that's no argument, Jamie. I'm not having you lie to me. So, did anyone else know about this?
No.
Not Mike?
No, you just told me about it, okay? You didn't know I was going to sign up for it.
Right.
It was my choice, Mum, my money. Don't go blaming Mike.
I wasn't. Now, look, Jamie. You've dodged out of college. You've spent money I didn't know you were spending. Gone on a course I didn't know about.
Mum...
Just don't lie to me anymore. You seem to think you can behave exactly as you please.
I don't.
Well, you're not 18 yet. I'm still the one supporting you. You should treat me with respect.
All this just because I did a course?
You're staying on at college, all right? It's what we agreed. And you know it's for your own good.
Yeah. Okay, Mum. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, like I say, you have to leave the cage door open for a few nights so the badgers get used to them.
Right. So they've been taking the nuts, have they?
They have, yeah. Well, except in one of the cages.
They must think Christmas has come early.
Well, tonight we'll set the traps and hope to have some badgers to vaccinate in the morning.
Yep.
Right, now they've been lulled into a false sense of security.
Right. So you'll be up bright and early to check, will you?
Definitely, yeah. Oh, you should see them when you open the cage door after they've had the jab.
They're out of there like a bolt from a gun, I'll bet.
Yeah, they nearly tripped this one guy up when we were doing the training.
They can't help causing trouble, can they? Even when you're trying to help them.
Well, you soon get used to their little ways.
Yeah, well, you might.
Sorry to bother you, Vicky.
Oh, that's okay.
I wondered if I could have a quick word with Mike.
He's already in bed, I'm afraid.
Oh, dear, I'm so sorry. I didn't realise it was that late.
No, that's fine. It's not really, it's just... Well, he's had a long day.
Of course. He's been filling in for Harry, hasn't he? I should have thought.
Right. So can I give him a message?
Oh, well, if you wouldn't mind, thanks. I was worried I might have sounded a bit abrupt when I rang him earlier to ask if he'd seen Jamie.
Well, he didn't say anything.
I just wanted to say I was sorry if I did. Only Jamie's back now.
Right.
I got myself in a bit of a state, I'm afraid.
But he's okay?
Yes. Well, at least he's home safely. Oh, dear, kids, eh? You never stop worrying, do you?
I'll tell him.
Thanks, Vicky. And like I say, I'm sorry.
Bye, Cathy.
Yeah, Ed gave me a blow-by-blow account of how to tempt a badger into the cage.
It's great he's so enthusiastic about it all.
Hmm. Yeah. He has to be up before the crack of dawn to see if they've taken the bait.
Must be a bit of a pain.
Well, he didn't sound bothered. Comes with the territory in his books, obviously.
I get the feeling he might be glad of an excuse to escape from the house at the moment.
Do you?
Well, Emma's looking a bit tense anyway. I don't know. I think they've probably had words.
Oh, dear.
Ed's not getting paid for his badger vaccinating yet, is he?
No. No, we paid for him to do the course instead.
Right.
Anyway, he thinks he might strike lucky tonight.
With the badgers, you mean?
Yeah. He's got a one-track mind at the moment. I said I might go up with him one of these mornings, see the vaccinating being done.
Is that wise?
What?
Well, you know what you're like. You'd be itching to take your shotgun with you.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I just can't look at them without remembering all the misery they've caused us.
Shall I switch the light off? Or are you going to read for a bit?
No, I'm too knackered.
I've fixed it for you, by the way.
Well, fix what?
I had a quiet word with Lewis when we were at Lower Loxley tonight.
Did you?
I explained the situation and he checked Elizabeth's diary.
Oh, yeah.
She's got a meeting in Felpersham on Thursday afternoon. You could call around then and see Freddie. David?
Yeah.
If you'd like to.
I would, yeah.
So?
Well, it's just... Well, would it seem like I was going behind Elizabeth's back?
No, I don't think it would at all.
That would be strange. I mean, I haven't actually set foot in the place since... What, May last year?
Mm.
Must be, yeah.
I know. It just makes it easier for you both, doesn't it?
Hmm.
With things being a bit precarious still.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose so.
We thought we'd lost you, Daryl.
Of course not. I just had to sort something a bit quick.
Well, Saint Joyce, that church job must have come up.
No, not yet. It's been non-stop at the moment, I'm afraid.
Lucky you could fit us in.
We didn't want that boss of yours sending round some cowboy.
No chance.
Remember that chap he sent to fix the roof, Joyce?
Oh, he didn't do your blood pressure much good. I remember that.
Couldn't stand heights. Not much good in a roofer.
No.
Oh, look, Daryl's standing there and he hasn't even had a cup of tea.
I'm OK, thanks, Joyce. I'd better get started.
So what's the plan today, then?
Well, I need to get the floorboards up again, take a thorough look at the pipework.
Thought it was all fixed.
Well, you've got old water damage on the wall by the airing cupboard. Means there's another dodgy pipe somewhere. Matt said I had to check.
Don't tell me Matt Crawford was worrying about us.
He was, yeah.
Well, that's a first.
But he didn't want you inconvenienced again, Arthur, what with the winter coming on.
He usually waits till we're knee-deep in water.
He's not that bad.
You sure it's the same bloke?
I'll just get my bag from the van, yeah?
Adam, hi. Just a second, Pavel. Be with you in a minute. What's the problem?
No problem. I just wanted to see you.
Yeah? Well, I'm afraid I'm pretty busy right now. I need to give the cultivator a quick overhaul. Then I'm heading out again.
I thought it'd be good to have a word in private.
I told you, it's not a good time.
You must be taking a break soon. Why not come round to my caravan, have a quick chat there? Don't look so worried.
I'm not.
So I'll see you in a little while?
Fine.
Any sign of that dodgy pipe yet?
Still looking.
So, are you taking all the floorboards up?
I'm afraid so. It's the only way I'm going to track it down. Sorry, do you want me for something, Arthur?
You have to be a bit of a detective, don't you?
Sorry?
Trying to find the culprit.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, it can be pretty time-consuming.
Then I expect you wonder why you missed it in the first place.
Well, that can happen.
So, how long will it take?
I can't really tell yet.
Well, you will be putting them down again before you go, won't you?
Well, I'll do as much as I can, yeah?
Right. Decision time, by the way.
Yeah?
Joyce says, do you want mustard in your ham sandwiches?
Oh, mustard would be great, thanks.
Tell you what, at our time of life, that does count as a decision.
That's a big one for me too, Arthur.
I'll bring them up to you.
Oh, right.
And I'll tell Joyce no brewing up every 5 minutes and holding you up.
OK.
And maybe you do me a favour.
Yeah, sure.
I've got a shelf meets putting up. I can never get them level on my own.
Oh, I'd be happy to, Arthur, but I ain't got me drill.
Oh, borrow mine.
Oh, OK, yeah. Yeah, no problem.
Right then. I'll let you get on.
Thanks.
I'm glad you found the time, Adam.
Didn't think I had much choice.
Of course you did.
Oh, well, that's good to hear.
Do you want to come in for some tea?
No. I'm fine, thanks.
I am getting better, you know.
Sorry?
My tea making.
Oh, right.
It was pretty bad. I always put in too many bags.
Yeah, it's quite an art.
And just when I'm beginning to get it right, I'm going home.
Yeah.
But that's why I wanted to talk to you.
Huh?
Well, there aren't many days left. I wanted to say goodbye properly.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
No?
No.
Oh. Well, that's a shame. It could have been fun.
I thought you understood.
Why feel so guilty? Why not just see it for what it is?
Maybe years ago. Fine, then. But now...
You're within.
Exactly. So at least now we're clear on that point?
Well, I think Ian would be up for some fun if you're not.
What?
Well, he was giving out all the right vibes the other night.
You can't really think that.
Well, he was tempted anyway. What's wrong with being tempted? If it doesn't hurt anyone.
But it does.
I just wanted to say goodbye properly, that's all.
Yeah, well, sorry, Pavel. I can't take the risk.
At least let's have a drink together then. That wouldn't be a risk, would it?
I don't know.
I won't be seeing you again. It would mean a lot.
Right, tell me if that's high enough.
Maybe up another inch.
Oh, don't listen to him, Daryl. He's always putting up shelves no one can reach.
You can't, you mean?
That's perfect where it is.
Right. Oh, well, better listen to the boss.
OK, I'll just mark it.
So, you don't think you can put all those boards back down today, then?
Oh, it's a bigger job than I thought, I'm afraid.
You could put a few down, though, couldn't you? Once you've done this. I mean, since you're still here.
Oh, don't nag him, Arthur.
Well, I'm only thinking since he's here.
Talk about a slave driver.
I'll get it done tomorrow, eh?
You will be back, won't you?
Yeah, of course. Right, if you could just pass me your drill.
There you go.
Cheers.
Oh, it'd be nice to have those books off the floor at last.
Oh! Are you all right?
Oh. Yeah, I will be.
Oh. Get a chair, Arthur.
It's okay, Arthur. Just pull that plug for me, will you?
Certainly will.
Oh. Don't worry, Joyce. You go and answer that.
Oh, dear.
You're sure you're all right, Daryl?
Yeah, I'm fine now.
Shows you can't be too careful. And you were helping me out, too.
Hey, I should get rid of that drill if I was you, Arthur.
Don't worry, I will.
You can get some reasonably priced ones these days.
Oh, I know.
Sorry to hear that.
Oh,
he was just trying to do us a favour, too.
Just heard you've had a shot, Daryl. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine now.
You ought to take care, mate.
Oh, my fault. I should have dumped that drill ages ago.
Do it now.
Good idea.
I'll make Daryl a cup of tea.
You go ahead, Joyce. I'll look after him.
Oh, make sure he sits down.
I will. So what exactly do you think you were up to?
Look, it only took a minute. I just didn't have my drill.
And you mean for the rest of the time you've been gainfully employed?
I have, yeah. I've been following instructions.
I'm pleased to hear it.
Jim! You okay?
Fine, thanks.
So what's going on?
How do you mean?
Oh, the whole shed was shaking. I thought there was a fight going on.
No, just had a little local difficulty.
Sweating like a pig, whatever it is.
Can't a man occupy himself in his own shed without attracting the interest of the whole village?
Of course he can.
Good.
So, what is it you're making?
Oh,
I'll take a wild guess.
If you must.
Wouldn't he have anything to do with this oatmeal bread making competition that's going on, would it?
My lips are sealed, Jezza.
Ah, so it would have.
All in good time.
Huh. Whatever it is you're making, looks like thirsty work. How about I take you down the bull for a pint?
So you can pick my brains?
Just don't want you to dehydrate.
Yes, all right. I'll see you shortly.
And if you need any help?
Certainly not.
Bye.
Bye, both. Thanks for the tea.
Least we could do.
What a lovely couple.
Yeah. No, I mean it, Daryl, they are.
Good.
And if times were different, who knows?
Thing is, Matt, I do actually have some other work on the cards.
Well, I'm pleased for you, Daryl. Does that mean you'll be giving in your notice any time soon?
Well, no, not entirely. And anyway, the job's a bit down the line yet.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I just wanted you to know that I'm going to be busy in a few weeks, so I won't be so available for Amside quite as much.
Well, thanks for the warning.
That's okay. Funnily enough, the bloke who owns the firm knows you from way back.
No, really, who's that?
Paul Morgan?
Yeah? Well, I am surprised.
Ring a bell, does it?
Yeah, certainly does.
Yeah, seems like a nice enough bloke.
So, what is it you're going to be doing exactly for this Paul guy?
Helping on a church restoration in Fawcett Magna.
Well, I'm glad you've got other irons in the fire, Daryl. But don't forget, I'm spoilt for choice where tradesmen are concerned.
I thought you might give me a wee clue, Jim. You know, I bought you a pint.
Half pint, Jezza. And I got the first round.
Yeah, well, I still think you should tell us.
I think we've exhausted that topic of conversation. Don't you agree, Pavel?
I think so.
What should be engaging our interest right now is Fallon's plans for her comedy night.
I'd never heard of this Tug Fowler guy before we went to the Fringe.
Oh, I think he's got quite a reputation for cutting-edge comedy.
I don't think Cambridge is ready for cutting-edge.
Nonsense. It'll make a refreshing change. Mr. Polnid's very keen.
Is he? Right.
You really should try to make it, Pavel. It will give you a real insight into the British sense of humour.
I'd like to, but sadly, next week we have to leave.
Well, that's a shame. I think Fallon's talents are really coming into their own at the moment. Don't you, Jezza?
They are, aye.
This place is really buzzing. I'd better make a move, so I'm fresh for tomorrow.
An exciting day, have you, Jim?
I'm off to the Heart of England Awards.
Right.
Let's hope we win something, or Linda will have a word to say. Bye, Booth.
See you, Jim.
Bye. So Jim has a secret in his shed, does he?
He has, aye. And I'm thinking now that maybe I should take that bread maker that Harry dumped on me. Never go myself.
Are you...
Oh, it can't be that hard, can it?
Oh, yeah. Is that okay for Junior?
Sure. Excuse me.
Oh, go ahead.
Look, like that paint isn't even going to touch the sides, Darrow.
Oh, yeah, well, I've had a day of it. And now, Ilona's just putting the tin lid on it.
Why, what's happened?
Our washing machine's finally packed up. I've had to tell her to go ahead and get a new one on credit. It's all we need.
It's no easy to tell where the next penny's coming for these days, is it?
Oh, mate, you can say that again.
You okay, Pavel?
Yeah, just a bit disappointed, that's all.
Oh, blimey.
Yeah, I was hoping to have a date with someone before I go, but it's not happening.
Well, join the club, mate.
Sorry?
Oh, seems like we've all had a day of it, doesn't it?
David?
Yeah?
Maybe you can solve the mystery.
Oh, what mystery is that?
Well, what on earth is Jim Lloyd building in his shed?
Oh, yeah, Ruth said something about that the other day. Smoke pouring out of the door, apparently, and Jim rushing in with a bucket of water.
Good grief.
She was quite worried, but... Well, he said it was all under control, so...
Well, at least we should have a bit of peace and quiet today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's gone off to the Heart of England in Bloom Awards.
Oh, right.
Linda was getting quite wound up about it. If we don't win anything, life won't be worth living. No. Oh, you've got enough reading material there, have you?
Well, I couldn't decide which to choose, so ended up buying more than I intended.
Cost a fortune these days, don't they, kids' comics?
Yeah, as I've just discovered.
Now, I tell Susan when she buys one for George, you might as well have got him a book at that price.
Yeah, right. Anyway,
excuse me, will you, David?
Yeah, bye, Neil. Sorry not to be able to solve the mystery.
Oh, well, we'll get to the bottom of it. Don't you worry. Mike, I was hoping to catch you.
Oh, hello, Neil.
I've been thinking about you.
Have you?
Yeah. The chat we had last week.
Yeah, well, nothing anyone can do about it, is there?
Things haven't moved on then.
No. I keep thinking I'm going to wake up, that's the trouble.
Yes, I'm sure you do.
I find it's all been a bad dream.
Yeah.
It's funny, isn't it? Never even realised how happy I was. Not till this happened.
Look, Mike, why don't we have a drink a bit later on, eh? Have a proper chat then.
Oh, I don't like going nowhere public.
Tell you what, I'm doing some work in the church grounds later. Oh. Why don't you drop by? At least we'd be sure of some peace and quiet there.
Oh, well, yeah, okay. Thanks, Neil.
Anyone home?
Uncle David! No one said you were coming.
Hey, so good to see you, Freddy.
You too.
Wow, look at that sling.
Yeah, I'm getting a bit fed up with it now, though.
I bet.
Oh, wow, what have you got?
I think I might have overdone it a bit.
No, that's fine, don't worry.
Comics.
Oh, those look great.
I'm a bit hit and miss, I'm afraid. A couple of chocolate bars to keep your strength up.
Thanks.
And then what you might call the pièce de résistance.
Yeah?
Something to, you know, fill the odd hour.
Oh, wow, thanks.
It's actually one of Josh's.
Oh, good choice.
He reckoned you'd like it.
Definitely. Did he get a lot of presents this morning?
He did okay, yeah. He was actually up before 5.
What? To open his presents?
No, he wanted to come with me to watch Ed vaccinating the badgers he'd caught.
Vaccinating them?
Yeah, against TB.
And what, you let them go after they'd been done?
Yeah. You should have seen them scoot out of their cage when Ed opened the door. Josh nearly got mown down.
Ah, I'd really like to see that.
Well, as soon as you're better, you'll have to come along.
Yeah?
Yeah. Now, how about testing out that game?
And it was so exciting when they called our name, wasn't it, Jim?
Certainly was.
We only got a bronze?
Well, yes, but it was obviously a very creditable bronze, Neil.
Oh, right.
Oh, yes, and Marcia and Douglas, they were our judges, if you remember, made some glowing comments about their visit to Ambridge. It was obviously quite a highlight.
Joe got a mention too. Oh, yes. Really made his day.
Oh, Joe went with you, did he?
Well, I thought it was only right. He did have some input, after all.
Enjoyed his cider tasting, did they?
Oh, they certainly did.
We had to hold him back from leaping up to receive the certificate on his own. Oh, show it to Neil, Jim.
There we are.
Very impressive. Mm.
We thought it should take pride of place in the village hall so everyone can share in the glory.
Ah, good idea. Now, if you'll excuse me, I just want to clear this patch a bit.
Those brambles are looking a bit ferocious.
In fact, I was saying to Jim we should have a plaque made for the village to show we'd participated.
Yeah, we could discuss it at the next meeting.
And I've already begun thinking how we can turn our bronze into silver next time.
Linda bombarded me with ideas all the way back.
It's never too soon to start.
No.
Right, now, do excuse us, Neil. Uh-huh. We're going to take Scruff for a much-needed walk on Hayden Rise, poor thing. He's been shut up all day, and Robert's shooting straight off to a meeting. But first, Jim's promised me faithfully he's going to reveal what he's been doing in his shed.
And he rolled first the last defender, and he takes a strike, and goal!
Hey, where did that come from?
Sorry, Uncle David.
No, you're not.
Want to get your revenge?
Hi, Freddy. Guess what, Mike?
Hey, Mum. Wasn't it great Uncle David could come over?
Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi.
He brought one of Josh's games with him. and I'm winning.
Oh, really?
Anyway, I'd better make a move now, Freddy.
Oh.
Let you and your mum have some time together.
No, it's okay, David. Don't go.
Yes!
You should stay and finish the game, especially since it sounds as if Freddy's beating you one-handed.
But you could still just about even the score.
So, why don't I rustle up some tea for us all?
Well, if you're sure.
I am.
Well, thank you for sharing that with me, Jim.
I'm glad you're impressed.
Oh, I am. Must have taken so much research.
It did. I'd always been interested in the illustrations I'd seen of Greek and Roman bread ovens. I just thought I'd see if I could follow their design.
Well, only you could have thought of it. Scruff, don't wander too far.
I think I've come up with a winning recipe, too.
Oh, really?
Of course, I can't divulge that even to you, Linda.
Oh, no, of course not.
One thing's for sure, it will be unique.
Oh. Scruff!
I think I might teach Oliver a lesson or two.
Oh, dear. Scruff, whatever is it?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, you don't think... Surely... Scruff, come here.
I can't really see. Can
Scruff,
you?
Scruff, good boy, come here. Oh, dear. There. It's all right. You're safe now. Oh, what on earth was it?
I don't know, Linda. But shall we keep it to ourselves this time?
Oh, absolutely.
And whatever it was, I'd say it was certainly larger than a squirrel, wouldn't you?
I just don't know what to say to her. That's the worst part.
Right.
Well, you know, Vicky. Always babbling on, bless her.
Yeah.
And now, well, I don't know. Nothing seems to come natural. So we're both trying to fill the silence somehow.
You're probably both worried about upsetting each other.
Maybe. All I can think about is... how can we possibly manage? I mean, it's like a dark cloud over me all the time.
Mm.
Like I keep thinking... Well, is it fair on the child?
How do you mean?
Bringing it into the world?
Oh, I see. And you can't say that to her?
She can't bear to even think about it. She wants the baby, Neil.
Hmm.
I just wish I could turn the clock back.
I know it's not what either of you would have chosen.
It's not.
But... it's happened.
Yeah.
And maybe there's one thing you need to remember in all this.
What's that?
Vicky's made you so happy these last few years. You're always saying that. She changed everything, didn't she?
She did, yeah.
So if you try to insist that she has a termination, won't you risk losing her?
No. I just can't imagine life without her.
I tell you one thing, Mike. I feel I know her well enough to say this. If she wants to have this baby, nothing's going to stop her.
That's what scares me.
So, can I have the one with hundreds of thousands on?
I think you might at least leave one for your uncle. As a consolation prize, if nothing else.
Do you want it, Uncle David?
No, it's okay, Freddy. You need building up.
Thanks.
And I was really rubbish anyway. I don't think I even deserve a consolation prize.
Not too bad.
You're definitely a better loser than you used to be anyway, David.
Oh, do you think so?
Don't you remember when we had to play board games at Christmas?
Oh, I do, yeah. Boxing Day afternoon was the big one.
Oh, it used to go on for hours. In fact, it felt like days. You'd get really annoyed if I beat you then.
What? It was you?
Me?
Yeah. If you didn't get Park Lane or Mayfair, you'd clear the board by tipping it over.
I didn't.
Dad would go mad.
Did she really?
I'm afraid so.
Well, honestly, I was probably about 10. I can't be held responsible.
Yeah, more like 14.
So that's who Lily takes it after. She's always doing that to me if I win something.
I want you sworn to secrecy, Freddie.
If I can have that cupcake.
Oh, that's blackmail.
Like Uncle David says, I do need building up.
Oh, I can see I'm outnumbered. Oh, well, there you are, but only this once.
I just can't believe how you manage without computer games.
I know. Another world, wasn't it?
It was, yes.
Hey, I'd better make a move.
Thanks for coming over.
Well, keep up the good work, Freddie.
I will.
I'll see you out.
Oh, don't worry.
I'd like to.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Bye then, Freddie.
Bye. Tell Josh I want to come on Badger Patrol next time.
I will.
Thanks for coming, David. Freddie seems so much brighter for seeing you.
I can't tell you what it's meant to be here again, Elizabeth. I've missed you.
Me too.
Wondered where you were.
Oh, you look shattered.
I am.
Sooner you find a replacement for Harry, the better.
Well, they ain't queuing up, that's for sure.
I'll make you a nice cup of tea, shall I?
So, what were you doing in here anyway?
I was wondering about shifting that old bookcase, now it's empty.
Yeah?
And I was like imagining how the room would look with a picture frieze round the walls.
A what?
Well, you know, like a Peter Rabbit or maybe Postman Pat. What do you think?
What do I think?
Abby had one. It was like butterflies and she loved it.
Yeah. Well, Abby's a normal little girl, isn't she?
Mike! I wanted it to look welcoming.
I just don't understand it. The whole thing's a nightmare. Why can't you see that?
I can't see it, Mike. Because it's not a nightmare. Not to me.
Well, you're living in cloud cuckoo land, then.
So what are you saying?
I don't know what I'm saying. I'm too tired. I'm going to make some tea.
You shouldn't be having those on an empty stomach.
What difference does it make?
Oh, will you stop feeling so sorry for yourself? I can't stand it.
I only
are
said...
Are you worried I'm not going to be fussing over you anymore? Is that what it is?
Of course
you
it is.
You will be the centre of attention.
Don't be ridiculous.
Oh, typical man. He can't even stand competition from his own kids. You know what I think, Mike? It's pathetic.
You okay? Vicky, what's wrong?
You don't want me to be okay, do you?
Of course I do. How could you say that?
It's what you've been hoping, isn't it?
No.
When I had the amnio, you thought I'd lose the baby then, didn't you? Problem solved, eh, Mike? You said you needed to know for sure if our baby had Downs. That's why I went ahead with the test.
I explained why I thought we should find out.
Because you couldn't cope with the uncertainty. That was it, wasn't it?
I suppose so, yeah.
But in the end, it didn't make any difference, did it? Knowing for certain.
I did think we should know, love, but... Oh, that all.
You better check that.
That's Ed.
Well, I'll see what he says.
Oh, I said I'd help him with the milking. I'll tell him I can't.
Why can't you?
I don't want to leave you like this.
Oh, please, Mike, just go.
If that's what you want.
It is.
Right. Oh, Vicky. Oh, thank God, I've been so worried.
Have you?
Where have you been?
I needed some fresh air.
It started to rain.
Here, let me help you.
Oh, it's okay. Just hang it up.
I've been calling your mobile. I kept thinking about what I'd said.
I'll make you a sandwich, shall I?
I'm okay.
Oh, well, you need to keep your strength up. There's some ham left from yesterday.
Vicky, please. I'm sorry if I sounded unkind this morning.
Are you?
You mean more to me than anything. You must know that, surely.
I'm having this baby, Mike. I don't care what you say.
So, let me get this clear. Whatever I say, whatever I feel, it ain't going to make a blind bit of difference. Is that right?
That's right.
And if I drop down dead trying to support you both, that okay too?
That's not what I'm asking.
It's what'll happen though, isn't it? I mean, do you know how old I'll be when this child is 18, Vicky? Have you worked that one out?
I have, yes.
I'll be 80. 80!
I heard.
And I'll still be getting up at 4 in the morning. Have you thought of that too? I've been working my butt off all my life and now you're condemning me to another 20 years hard labour? Is that fair, do you think?
Whatever the situation with our baby, Mike, you'd still have had to go on working. And you'd have done that, no question, wouldn't you? So why?
OK, right, here's the difference. When Bren and Roy were 18, even before, they were ready to fly the nest. We had our work cut out to stop them, me and Betty. But this child is never going to leave home. It will always depend on us. It's a life sentence, Vicky. Don't you understand?
I don't. No.
Oh, well. I give up then. I'm wasting my breath.
Because things have changed, Mike. It doesn't mean all that now. Those things you said, they don't have to be true. And this is my one chance. My one chance of having a baby.
Yeah, I know
so
that.
So how can you deny it me? How can you not even care enough to find out what it means?
No, I'm sorry, I know how important this
no,
is.
No, you don't. But it doesn't matter. I can't think what you want or don't want anymore. I can do it without you. And I want to tell people, okay? I'm sick of it seeming like some guilty little secret. I want to tell my mum and Eric, all our friends. And you can't stop me.
So you'd choose this baby over me, would you, Vicky?
Would. Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, I wondered if Mike was with you. Oh, if he does call in, can he tell him to phone me? Oh, it's okay, he's here now. Bye. Where have you been?
Driving around in circles. Then I took a walk on Lakey Hill.
In this?
Just walked and walked.
Did it help?
I hate myself for what I said to you, Vicky. I don't recognise who I am anymore. I've turned into some sort of monster, haven't I?
I don't know.
I have.
Oh, you're sodden.
How can I do it to you?
What?
Well, you're right.
Eh?
It is your one chance of being a mother. How can you believe I love you if I'm prepared to deny you that?
I said some terrible things too.
Oh, not as bad.
I know you can't really understand how I feel, Mike.
It's just that I don't know. Feeling so helpless. I when they told us, it's like someone punched me in the stomach.
I know.
I kept wanting to say, this is my child. You've got to do something. They can't.
No, they can't.
No, I'll tell you what really scares me, shall I? What will happen to you?
How do you mean?
I don't want to leave you to cope on your own, but I'm bound to, ain't I? That's what's so cruel. Or I'll be asking Brennan Roy to do my job after I've gone. I'll be a burden on them too. I've made it worse, haven't I?
Oh. You're an old dinosaur, that's your problem. Things are different now, Mike. Our baby may have a proper life. Enjoy school as much as kids usually enjoy school. Maybe even go to college. Leave home, have relationships, get married. Well, if he doesn't know what's good for it anyway.
You ain't just pretended to be positive, are you? You really do feel it.
I do, yeah. Well, I've had to be positive because I knew if you saw one tiny little chink in my armour, that would be it. You'd be trying to persuade me.
Yeah.
They say you turn into a lioness.
Do they?
And they're right. Anyway. I've always been as tough as old boots, haven't I?
No. No, you're soft and kind and warm. I just wish I were 10 years younger, that's all.
It's no good wishing that, Mike.
Suppose not. And you're sure? I just need to know one last time, and I know the answer, but...
I'm not having a termination, if that's the question.
I just needed to ask.
And now you know.
I do, yeah. Where are you going?
Oh, it's okay. I just want to check the study. I think I opened the top window in there this morning. We don't want the rain coming in. Here we go.
Are you okay?
Oh, the baby just did a little somersault.
Somersault?
Oh, I had left it open.
How do you mean, a somersault?
That's what it feels like.
Well, I'll tell you what. Our baby really is special.
Well, they pick up on your moods.
So maybe it knows.
Knows?
I want to do my best to look after you, Vicky. To look after the both of you.
Do you?
I do, yeah. If you'll let me.
Oh, Mike. I do need you.
Oh, good. Hey, you're cold.
Oh. It's like I've been outside looking in this last week, seeing all the people with their kids at Abby's school, how they take things for granted. I've been so lonely.
Oh, hey. You're okay now.
Mm. The book says it's better when you know about the Downs before the baby's born.
Does it?
Mm, it means you get used to the idea, so you're ready.
You'll have to show me this book of yours.
I will.
And you'll have to tell me what I can do to help, but you've been shouldering it all on your own.
Well, you might like to start painting in here so I can get on choosing that story phrase.
You know.
I do, yeah.
So what colour?
Pink.
Oh.
For our daughter.
I reckon she's going to be okay, don't you?
Yeah.
She's got a lioness for a mother.
She has.